This is the William Hill Rugby League Podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are ready for the grand final, Warrington Wolves versus the Wigan Warriors. And it's murky and it's drizzly, just what we expect for an October grand final, of course. We've got our own two men of steel ready to preview this match, Barry McDermott and Terry O'Connor. Morning, chaps.
Morning, mate.
See, I was really excited about it.
I'm interested to ask the question, which bit of us do you think is made of steel?
All of
I'm
it.
Hoping it's different for both of us.
Well, your forearm, Barry, would be made of steel. And Terry,
it nearly was a couple of times when I broke it.
And Terry's big toe.
No. That was my little toe.
Sorry. That's closer, wasn't that, to be fair. Really looking forward to the weekend, of course. Fantastic occasion. 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. The two best teams in the comp go head-to-head, as it's turned out. Warrington are the favourites. They're 5-6 to win this. There's not much in it, though, because Wigan are even money, and the draw is priced up at 16-1. Of course, Wigan going for the double after winning the Challenge Cup, and all the emotion of players leaving, of course, Sam Tompkins and others. Pat Richards making his final bow. And then you've got Warrington, who were so close to lifting the crown last year. The coach has done it before with Leeds. Can he do it again? As ever with these sort of games, Barry, there's lots and lots to talk about. Lots of different key matchups. Have you got a gut instinct straight off the bat as to where the trophy goes this year?
Well, I think a lot of it depends on the weather, Lee. And you mentioned the weather, and we're normally... the Super League season is three seasons. It's January and February when we're just getting over winter. Then we get, you know, a little bit of a summer, and then we're into autumn in October. But we haven't had anything like yet. We've had some spells of rain, and we've had October and the autumn threatened. But I'm not sure it's going to be so big of a deal. If it is the wet and miserable, and you know, there's been a lot of complaints about the ball this year and how slippy it is when it's wet, then that might well change the way that everybody's thinking. So I think a couple of days on this might give you some more time to ponder the ifs, buts and maybes. The two coaches have an interesting contrast, because Tony Smith's going into his fifth grand final. Of course, he's been there with Leeds and been there with Warrington as well last year. Sean Wayne is making his debut in a grand final, although in August he took Wigan to the Challenge Cup and nilled his opposition. And, you know, he will certainly draw on the experience of that. So the two teams have a contrasting style as well. Very structured from Wigan, very, you know, they'll get to a certain point of the pitch and then they'll put a play on that has different variations, but it's the same play. And you know, we've looked at some of the stuff many times on TV, and you could put any team, any players, any match on any day from last year, and it would be virtually the same play, the same move. Whereas Warrington, they play what they see. They're very ad hoc. They're very, you know, very much instinctive in how they play. So a lot of the variables, I'd be interested to see what Ted thinks of it.
Yeah, Tez, what do you think of it?
Well, Basil made a great point there, if you're looking at the ball and you're looking at the conditions, because take Warrington, for example. In the games that they have had a low completion rate, I think they've lost, was it six games this year? And in five of those, the completion rate was very poor. They go into the final, I think they've only lost one in 13, and that was against Widnes. And in that game, they only had a 54% completion. The players know that at Warrington. They know that they must respect the ball, respect the position of where they are on the pitch. If you look at Wigan, then on the other hand, who have got strike with Josh Charnley and Sam Tompkins, as you say, Pat Richards, Lee Mossop and Sam are all making their farewell appearance for the club. They are one of the best sides in the competition for completing. So even though the ball has come under a bit of scrutiny this year, saying it's too slippy, and have still been able to control that ball better than most sides in the competition. So if you look at that, I genuinely felt, see, I can't believe that people are saying that Warrington are favourites. I think that Wigan are the team here going into the final. They go into the final, obviously they're losing three of the players. Chris Tewson's leaving as well. He signed for Hull after it didn't work out at Wakefield. Man, there's players going, the emotion of all the young Wigan lads who are playing in the grand final, and there's not a lot of experience if you look at both sides. I think Adrian Morley played in 3 NRL grand finals, and I think this may be his 4th grand final over here. So he's the most experienced player, but everyone else is like one. I don't think there's many players who've played over one grand final at Old Trafford. So I would imagine that Wigan will back themselves. They'll back themselves to make Warrington make some mistakes. Warrington will go out there. They'll be a bit nervous because they know that they must control the ball if they've got any chance of winning this game.
I wonder if the traders have taken a little bit of notice of kind of the... When St Helens are going for the doubles, they couldn't stop winning the Challenge Cup, could they? And then they got to all those, the grand finals, and Leeds stood in their way. And it's a similar pattern, this, isn't it? And there's a man there who's a common denominator in Tony Smith. He masterminded Leeds' wins over Saints when they played the whole season. I know I talked about this last week, Tez, but maybe that's what the traders are thinking. Maybe it's a similar pattern to when Saints did it all the hard way. Every week, they had the week off, they came through the semi-final. Maybe they haven't got that much left, and the traders are thinking that Warrington have just got that little edge.
Maybe, the lads who are picking these and putting these scores together, mate, know a lot better than us. I'm just talking from a player's point of view and what the players will be feeling. And I look at the grand finals and Kevin Sinfield, the reason over the years why Leeds Rhinos have gone on to win it is because of the kicking game of Kevin Sinfield. Now, I look at Matty Smith and I look back to when it was raining in the Challenge Cup final. Matty Smith was Lance Todd, because all they did was they completed the set to six, they kicked long, and they defended outstandingly well. So if it's the same conditions, I would expect exactly the same game plan as they shown back in August against Hull FC. And Baz is right, Hull FC didn't score a try. They didn't score a try because the commitment in defence, and also they were just penned down in their own line all the time, because that's how good of a kicker, should I say, Matty Smith is. If you look on Lee Braze on the other side, obviously Lee Braze is a talent. You've got Richie Miley, you've got Stephen Ratchford. And this final could go down as one of the best finals that there's been played at Old Trafford. I do firmly believe that, and probably the confidence, and we were at Old Trafford on Monday at the press conference, the confidence from both sets of players, mate, is enormous. Mm. And like talking to Sam Tompkins, really looking forward to it. Wayne and Tony Smith just can't wait to get it on.
Yeah. What about, it seems most finals, Barry, because of the nature of the game, that there's some doubt over a key player. It's Sean O'Loughlin this time, isn't it? I think he'd want to play with the boot on if he could. It looks like he will, we're led to believe he'll play in the game. Is that too much of a risk, or is he simply a player that you can't leave out of your team if you're Wigan?
Well, I watched him at Wembley, and I remember we commentated on the game, and I remember looking at him for 20, 25 minutes, you know, commenting, he's not right, he's playing injured, he's playing busted. But he did 25 minutes limping around, and he flung himself all over the pitch at Wembley. I would guess that Sean Wayne would want all his best players on the pitch if you know, Sean O'Loughlin, with the regard that Sean Wayne will hold him, says I'm fit, I'm ready to go, then Sean Wayne will play him, and he's the only one really. Everybody else is fit and available for selection. Warrington and Wigan have done a good job at getting everybody fit and healthy for the right point of the year. He's got an Achilles injury, an Achilles strain, and they're funny injuries to get over them. They're not something you can strap up or inject, or you know, you play with that at the risk, and he's got a strain, you play with that at the risk of tearing it or snapping it, and then it's, you know, it's six to 9 months you're off. So you know, it might be a question that's asked, but there's some severe consequences if you get the wrong answer to that.
Yeah, and with these two teams being as close as they are in the betting and in, you know, in everyone's eyes, could that be the difference if they field a player who's not fully fit?
Yes, but as we've said many times, Sean O'Loughlin is the difference between Wigan being very good or outstanding, and they're a very good team without him because they've got lots of players who can do their job to a very high standard. But with him in the team, that team functions a very an extremely high standard because of the work that he does. If he doesn't do it, nobody does it. And that might be the question that Sean Wayne's asking himself. Do I drop up Locker's in knowing that he's going to make my team better? Do I risk, do I take that gamble on, you know, on my team being absolutely exceptional and leave nothing to chance? Or do I leave him out and go with 17 fit and healthy players?
Tez, if you're sat in the head coach's chair, do you play Sean O'Loughlin with knowing what you know?
Man, he solidifies that side. Without a shadow of a doubt, he is one of the best players on Wigan's books. And people talk about how valuable Sam Tompkins is. I think Sean O'Loughlin is the key man for Wigan. So if Sean O'Loughlin comes in or goes into the coach's room and says, "Coach, I'm ready to play," man, I'll tell you what they do, because I had exactly the same injury. What you do is you pack your heel up in your boot and you raise your heel, so you're running with a bit of a limp, so there's not as much strain on and your Achilles isn't stretching so much.
Like a high heel, you wear a high heel.
It is, man.
Is it only me thinking of the song? You raise me up,
no,
so I can climb on mountains.
No, what felt?
You raise me up.
Range to do it at 11 o'clock. You know why, don't you?
Why?
Because we were out last night.
Yeah, I know.
He's still bladdered.
That's the first time I've ever heard Barry sing, I think.
It's not. I love singing. Nobody likes to listen to me.
Normally, I wouldn't describe it as singing. That's the difference.
How about this? Like, do you know when you never leave your mate when you're out? So we went out last night. We had a nice meal. Me and Brian are walking along. Bazzy's just behind us, tucked in. Next thing, we've turned round, and he's gone. Like that, where did he? So I'm phoning him five times, didn't answer my phone. I've got back home here and he's in bed.
Never.
Mate, with Mrs. O'Connor.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Really? You just did one? To be fair, that's one of my tricks. I just disappear. When I've had enough. The thing is, Tez, right, I understand the whole mates thing, but if you've had enough, you don't want people persuading you to stay out. You just want to go. Is that right, Barry?
Helps you. We were walking for
the time. It is the first time I have left him, and he gets all scared on his own.
Ever?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, mate, unbelievable.
He gets all scared on his own.
Just did one in the taxi.
So did you and Brian carry the night on, did you?
No, I had to drop Brian off at home then because he was scared. He didn't want to be left on his own anymore.
Why is it with you? You're all big enough to protect yourselves, I reckon.
No, not Brian Carney, mate.
Okay.
Not the dress that he was wearing.
And the high heels. So you would play him. If he's coming in and said, "I want to play," you'll play him.
Mate, without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah. Mate, at the end of the day, mate, if he goes on and plays in the World Cup, Sean Wayne really won't be concerned about England and their chances. What Sean Wayne's concerned about is he wants to do the double.
Yeah.
He knows that this is going to be a huge 80 minutes and they're going to need to be at the best to beat Warrington. It's as simple as that. So if he comes in and says, "Wayne, I'm good to go," Sean will be playing.
What's your match prediction then, first of all, Tez? We'll go through a few of the markets after we've got this. What's the winning margin? What would you go for?
Man, I'm going to go, I think we're going to win by 10 points.
Barry, what are you looking at in terms of a match?
I do think it could go either way, because they're two very well matched sides. They're two very well matched sides, and the difference could be, I don't think it's so much players, I think it's the weather. I think if it's greasy, the way that Warrington will play will give the ball over to Wigan if it's wet and it's greasy. If it's dry and if it's good conditions, I think that the way that Warrington will play, skillful, you know, taking risks, taking gambles, taking chances. I think Turkey.
And that is my only concern, Lee, with Warrington, is that if the conditions and it's raining, that they won't complete.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough.
And that's the thing that could let them down in this final.
Yeah.
We've got nothing else, because they've got the skill, they've got everything, they've got the players to do the job, mate. The form, as I say, only losing 1-13. Everything's with Warrington. You can see why the traders have picked them. But I'm just looking at grand final, the conditions over the years, and Matty Smith, the last time that Wigan played in the final, his kicking game was impeccable.
Yeah, let's move on to the man of the match then, because Matty Smith is 8-1 in that. He's not the favourite. The favourites are Lee Breers and Sam Tompkins at 9-2. Joint favourites. This is the Harry Sunderland trophy, of course, the man of the match trophy. The reason I mentioned Matty Smith first was because, as the guys have said, he won the man of the match trophy, the Lance Todd, at the Challenge Cup final, and in their the second most important game of the season last week, he won it again, didn't he? There's no reason, Tess, to think that he couldn't pick up a hat-trick of man of the matches, I suppose. The way you guys have described the game, who else? I mean, Sean O'Loughlin himself, if he comes through the match and is instrumental with an injury that he's got, 12-1 might seem like a good price to a few people. Stephen Ratchford's 12, so is Richie Myler. Ben Westwood's 14-1, usually shines in big games. Blake Green, the same price. So is Mickey Higham and Pat Richards. You got Josh Charnley at 16-1. Brett Hodgson, 18-1, then 20-1 and bigger. The rest of them, who would you pick out as your man of the match?
I think everyone's going to be looking at Sam, because it's going to be his last game for Wigan before he goes to the NRL. So, quite rightly, he's going to probably get the headlines going into this game. Matty Smith to do the double, get the Harry Sunderland to go with his Lance Todd. I think this weekend is made for Matty Smith. And also, Wigan, we say it all the time, they favour attacking down the right. Goes Matty Smith out the back to Sam Tompkins, Josh Charnley on the wing. I think Josh Charnley could be worth a good shout, because if Warrington do turn the ball over and they get, and they play off good field position, Wigan, Josh Charnley has scored a couple of tries. So Josh Charnley is a good bet, but my bet would be, it'd have to be on Matty Smith, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. We just get where we get Barry back. There's a couple of other specials that they've got before we get onto the fun ones. We've got a successful 40-20, yes or no, 9-4 yes, 1-3 no. Successful drop goal, 4-11 no, yes, 2-1. And will there be a sin binning red card? 1-4 no. Yes is 11-4. So all the yeses are the outsiders in those markets. You explained last week, Tez, why why a 40-20 might or might not be used in a match. What about any of those? Can you see any of those happening? A 40-20 drop goal or a red card's pretty unlikely, to be fair, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, slippy conditions, 40-20, anything can happen there, especially with the likes of Lee Breers and Matty Smith. Although, I think Warrington have not kicked the 40-20 all year.
Right. Good
which
stat.
Which is unbelievable, really, if you look at Stephen Ratchford and Richie and Michael Monaghan. So I would imagine that if there was going to be a 40-20, it'd be from the likes of Matty Smith or Blake Green. Also, sorry, what was the other one?
Drop goal, yes or no, and red card.
Drop goal. Sinbinning, no, not really.
Too much discipline about these teams now, isn't
there? Yeah, there is. There could be a Sinbinning for a professional foul, something silly, but mate, drop goal. Who's the master at that?
Lee Breers,
isn't he?
Yeah.
So if you look at 40-20, I'd probably favour Wigan to get a 40-20, but a drop goal definitely Warrington if it's close.
Barry, we're just talking about the man of the match, the Harry Sunderland. Tez goes Matty Smith, looking to do the double, of course, after picking it up in the Challenge Cup final. Who would you like these markets, don't you, Barry? Who would your money be on in the man of the match, the Harry Sunderland trophy market?
Well, I think Lee Breers is a special because of his influence on the game, his standing within everybody's opinion of the game. He's a good player to have in a difficult situation is Lee Breers, because he's not afraid to do, the spectacular. He's one of them. And 40-20s, drop goals, you tick all them boxes with Lee Breers. So I reckon Lee Breers is gonna be in his element in this big game. I said it could go either way. I'm going to just go on the other side of the fence just because I like to be awkward and go against him. So I'm going to go with Wigan to win, and I'm going to go for Lee Breers to get man of the match, because It's tailor-made for him. The Challenge Cup final that he got man of the match in a year or two ago, it was really significant for him, and he rose to that occasion. And I'm gonna predict that he does the same again.
Against me, and you're gonna go for Wigan to win and Lee Breers get man of the match.
Warrington to win.
The headline off, we knew what he meant. The headline offers are Joel Monaghan to score a try in a Warrington win is 2-1. Josh Charnley to score a try in a Wigan win is 9-4. Let me run through some of these DAF specials, and I'll go through them all. I mean, if you like any of them, just shout stop, and we can. I'll go through them. The first of them is.
Stop.
I knew that was so predictable, wasn't it? Why did I do that?
I know, because
he's
leathered, that's why.
the first couple of Rugby League of the Extraordinary ones. The Wigan Whirlwind, this is Sam Tompkins to score a try and Wigan to win 2-1. What about this one? Ben Westwood to make most metres for Warrington, 4-1. He's second only to Chris Hill in the metre rankings for Warrington. He's 2,784 compared to Chris Hill's 3,026. So that might be a nice little 4-1 decent price. Wire to wire is Warrington to win the grand final, having never trailed in the match, 3-1. The same way round for Wigan is 4-1. So to win it, having never been behind in the game, hungry like the Wolves. Any Duran Duran fans out there? Warrington to win by 25 or more points, 7-1. Wigan walk. This is Wigan to win by 25 points or more. It's 8-1. Sam's team. So that's Sam to score a try, win the Harry Sunderland, and Wigan to win the match. 7-1. Seems a bit stingy, that, doesn't it? Yeah. Leaving on a jet plane. Sam Tompkins or Pat Richards to score the last try in a Wigan win. 7-1. Signing off in style. Adrian Morley to score or win the Harry Sunderland. That's 13-2. Joel Monaghan to score a try in both halves is 5-2. We've got Life of Riley, Chris Riley to score a try in both halves, 6-1. Boy with a thorn in his side, Ian Thornley to have a try disallowed by the video ref, jeez, 10-1. Ford Focus, this is Stefan Ratch Ford, it's bad that, isn't it? To convert every conversion or penalty attempt, 7-4, not a bad one. Gone the length, Josh Charnley to score a try from a Wigan play of the ball on or inside their own 20-yard line, 9-1. The penultimate one is Bridge over Troubled Waterhouse. That's bad. Chris Bridge to gain more metres than Trent Waterhouse, 10-11. And finally, Trent Bridge, Trent Waterhouse or Chris Bridge to score the first or last try at 9-2. Any of those take your fancy?
Probably the one that Josh Charnley or Wigan to score from...
Do you like that?
Line.
Do you like that one? Yeah. Gone the length. So you like the length one?
Yeah. Baz, pick one of your own. He's just agreeing with me because he's not even been listening to you, Valtzy.
Do you know what? I don't
think Trent Waterhouse will play.
Yeah, both players have to start for the bet to stand, unfortunately. I would have put good money on Barry saying, can you just run through those again? I was convinced you were going to say that. Yeah. What about the Ben Westwood one? Make most metres? Is he, I mean, you know, obviously, like I say, he's second only to Chris Hill in that market. Could he make most in this game? 4-1?
Of course he could. Ben Westwood is, again, another big game player that will step up and he'll do the hard jacker, but you're correct there. Chris Hill, who goes under everybody's radar, typically in wet weather, again, I'm going to go to wet weather, it's a kicking game, so there'll be some deep, so your backfield ends up doing more work than an ordinary game, so your two wingers, your fullback will chew up those metres returning the ball, so I'm not liking that one.
All right.
No.
Okay. Any others? Sam Tompkins.
What was the second one?
Warrington to win without having trailed in the match, 3-1. So that's still, you know.
Was that wire to wire?
Yeah, wire to wire.
That's all right. I don't mind that.
3-1. Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, have a look at those. They're under the specials tab on the website if you want to have a look at any of those special markets. There's a few others in the main part of the market. There's a few try-scoring match bets, so you can have who will score most tries between Chris Riley and Pat Richards, Josh Charnley and Joel Monaghan, and Josh Charnley and Sam Tompkins. So there's plenty to bet on this weekend. Chaps, I think we've got all your selections there. Do you want to pick one out for the bet of the week? You'd have to really... there's an £80 difference between me and Barry and then £10 back to Tez. Tez is on 126 profit, Barry 136, and I'm on 216. So you need to go big to beat me.
So what would the Mike Smith one give me?
90 back, so you'd win... you'd get... Yeah, you'd draw. Yeah, you'd win it. If I didn't win mine, you'd win it then. That'd give you 216.
I'll go with Mike Smith.
I'll go for Lee Bree as man of the match then.
Okay, 92. And I'll go Sam Tompkins to score the last, or Pat Richards to score the last try in a Wigan win. 7-1. I like that. Yeah, he's a headline maker, isn't he, Sam Tompkins?
Yeah.
Chaps, thank you very much for your time. It's been a joy as ever. Hopefully we'll speak to you for the World Cup matches, which isn't too far away either. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be watching on Sky, and hopefully it's as good as you two have built it up to be.
Yep, hopefully, mate. Cheers, Phelpsy.
Cheers, Ez. Thanks, Barry.
Cheers. Thanks, Lee.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.